The boogie monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone. We can finally once and for all find out what happened with Judas Priest. Whether they broke up by themselves or they were pushed out by outside forces like the government.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
And we're rolling.
Oh, boy. Woo, dog.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, take a little sip.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, man. What an antagonistic world.
Dude.
Yeah, brother. How are you doing, man? Do we lean towards going just like ditch it and go full positivity? Or do we talk about any of it? Or do we save it for a regular episode, you know?
I say we just get into it, man. This is a bonus episode. It doesn't have to be all Q's and A's. It's bonus content regardless of what we do. But it's a crazy fucking weekend, man. I was just thinking about this. You asked me how I'm doing. I'm fucking furious. And I'm a white guy who's had almost no prejudice held against him. And I'm fucking furious. Imagine what others in our society must be feeling.
Yeah, I mean, for anyone who doesn't know, it is, what's today's date? May 30th? I forgot the whole damn month, buddy. March, is it? Are we still saying March? I looked at a watch. You have to wind. And I like, because like, there's no point to wear a watch. I don't have to keep time. But last time I wound, it was St. Patrick's Day. That was the date that's left on it. It's 2.5 months ago from favorite watch that I was wearing.
Yeah. 2.5 months since you've needed to know what time it is.
Yeah. I finally scheduled something. And the guy's like, how about June 9th? I'm like, what the fuck is June 9th? I'm like, it's like a week and a half. Whoops.
Yeah.
But anyway,
picks up on you.
Yeah, so
crazy past few days.
Pandemic, fucking riots against the police that people may try to turn into a race. It's not. I think I put up today. I was like, I was trying to remember. I'm like, wait, what? Which guy? Like, I couldn't remember which black guy got murdered by cops from which city. And immediately the fact that I couldn't remember which was which, I'm like, disgusting. Like, fuck. Wait, was this guy? Which guy was here and the other guy was over there? No, that was a lady. And then they put the guy in jail for defending his home as a legal gun owner. And the NRA, I don't know if they made any statement about that. dog.
I mean, watching this footage, this protest footage, like, when's the last time our country's been this frayed?
I don't know, man. Ferguson.
Yeah.
Which was 6 years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The easy thing is, look at it. They're just using a chance to loot and riot and stuff. And so, some people are. Which is why it's like, all right, I was reading something about, like, you know, the Killer Mike speech was pretty a good listen to.
I just watched that right before we started here.
Okay.
Man, I got nothing but love for Killer Mike. Like, he's honed in. He knows what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Like, really, like, all right, thoughtful, not inciting. Like, all right, let's look at, like, why. Like, just, they just talked about, like, systematic racism and how, you know, police more often than not tend to treat black people and other minorities. And I spun my wheels so much on this shit earlier today. I don't even know how to articulate what's what. I definitely don't feel like the fuck all cops mentality is productive.
Mm-hmm. No.
But I do feel like, man, the entire way, like, the way police are trained need to be, I think, needs overhaul.
I get fuck them as a whole, you know, as one body, fuck the police.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, obviously, not 100% of cops are bad, but I get the frustration.
Like,
well, because in this case specifically, and I mentioned this last week on the regular episode, but this wasn't one of those gray areas where, oh shit, I thought he had a gun, but it turned out it was a cell phone, and I thought he was shooting me, so I shot first, and now he's dead. Dude, you just sat on his fucking neck for no fucking reason. He was already in cuffs, and you had three men on top of him. This was so avoidable.
That was a murder. It was a murder.
So avoidable.
And the three guys who didn't. The thing I read was if you got 100 cops and 10 of them are bad and 90 of them are good, but the 90 of them don't talk about, you know, don't do something about the 10, yeah, then you got 100 bad, yeah, cops.
True. Yeah.
So you got to stop worrying about protecting your own and do, you want to do what's right. You're a cop. I'm thinking you join the police force to do what is right in the world.
Yeah.
And justice. That means turning in shitty cops. But, I mean, mm-hmm, we're sitting here saying the same shit everybody else is. Unless, yeah, the way they're trained and taught, like, I was reading stuff. Like, it was my whole day today. I feel bad that I'm not silly or feeling silly right now.
It's hard to feel silly right now.
Yeah. I'll get there. But it's not like a wake up and, ooh, fun days. I ran it. I chased it away the last 3 days. I got bike rides in the last 3 days, but even those didn't add up to being able to read the news and not get fucking frustrated about the feeling society's unraveling right now. And
well, it really comes down to just empathy, just having the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes. Like, and I'll admit, think of all the nonsense that I've complained about on this podcast. Think of how thick-headed and stubborn and right I have to be most of the time, even if something as minuscule as somebody fucking up my takeout order,
yeah,
or somebody using my trash can when they shouldn't. You know, and it's in me. It's in my nature. It's in most of our nature to be frustrated and want to lash out and respond when we feel like we're being wronged.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine your friends and family are getting murdered by the police.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
just imagine how much that's magnified. So, yeah, no fucking shit that they're angry and they're looting. And I feel I'm hesitating because I don't want to say they are. But the protesters,
and
whoever they may be.
Like, look,
but I'm saying no shit.
Stop looking at the same group, too.
They're angry.
Right? Like,
yeah.
The looters might just be taking advantage of a situation. Stop saying that the protesters are the looters, but the protesters, yeah, are the rioters. I think the fact that, yeah, they're getting lumped into the same group of people is, you know, is the problem. It's like calling a whole football team the rapists. You know, you can't, mm-hmm, just do that because some of them are just there to play ball. That was my attempt at a joke. See how fast. Didn't really. I really said it more. Oh man. Oh well. Fuck us, somebody. Yeah, I got into it. Somebody like I put something up about like someone that like just and obviously the complaints about Trump are just like nobody. We're not turning anybody to like, oh, I never thought of him bad that way. No, I do dislike him, but just the reaction to this versus reaction to armed white dudes walking into a Capitol building and shutting down the, yep, government. And then because, yeah, one guy's like, apples and oranges, man. That was a peaceful protest. You walk into anywhere with a loaded weapon and demand something, whether that gun's pointed at somebody or not, that's not peaceful.
That's not peaceful. That's riddled with intimidation and threat.
Hold a fucking sword. Hold it down. Don't hold it up, but hold a fucking sword and tell somebody, hey, I want a free Coke right now. Go into a restaurant. Yeah. I want a free Pepsi. And hold a fucking sword.
Great point.
That's not peaceful.
Uh-uh.
So, anyway, I think I am going to I got to read more about it. This is where I'm spouting off something, but I'm angry. And whatever, man. People can check me on it if they want. I think, what is it, the Socialist Rifle Association? It's like the response to the NRA. It's like gun owners that don't have their heads up their ass. So I think I'm going to join a Socialist Rifle Association, even though I don't own a firearm. But I think after the pandemic lifts, that might be a thing. Because apparently all that demonstrates, like, hey, if you show up with loaded weapons, you get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Really? Cool. Once again. All right. Minorities and marginalized people. Get your fucking firearms certificate, whatever you got to get, and start taking to the streets.
Imagine if the very first protest after George Floyd's death was 300 black dudes with bulletproof vests and AR-15s.
Yeah.
Pointed at the ground. Imagine the response.
I was
compared to the nonsense, and also the difference being those people are protesting for something a little more significant than I want to go back to Olive Garden and get my hair cut.
Yeah. And even I know the reopen of government was more than just that. It's like we need to work. I understand that. But you took over a government building armed and shut down the government, and the president of the United States are like, hey, these people are just being peaceful. They just want like. They proved they got their way with weapons. What precedent does that set up for everybody else? I guess get your legal firearms, certificate, and fucking get out there. And now you got war in the streets. Article from a conservative website that was about. The headline caught me, and then I realized it was a conservative website. It was like, maybe we should stop letting the police have access to military-grade gear.
Yeah.
And it was about how that can, what does that say when you got, it was great because like the military, they need to be separate. The military is there to protect you from the enemy, and the police are there to serve and, service the community. Now, when the police start looking like the military, it seems like the people they're supposed to protect now start looking like the enemy. And all these other phrases, like when all you have is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail.
Yeah.
But it got me. It was people chiming in. Granted, you take what you want out of the fucking comments. But it's turning up of people that had concealed carry. And one guy's like, I stopped doing it because it changes your attitude on how you feel about your surroundings.
Uh-huh.
When you're walking around going like, oh, you're way more tense and a little more jumpy about what might be this, what might be that. What if I use it incorrectly? That was one guy's opinion on it. But I thought it was kind of insightful that he was admitted like, oh, yeah, walking concealed carry instead of some tough guy shit. He's like, yeah, this affected the way I viewed the world. And I did not like it. It added to a level of anxiety and stress that I shouldn't have if I'm going to walk around with a loaded firearm.
Yeah.
So, oh, boy.
When the looting starts, the shooting starts, so says our leader.
Chop that fucker's head off, man.
He threatened his own citizens on Twitter, by the way. How ironic that he did it on Twitter a few days after the whole bullshit about the fact-checking. Like, the leader of the free world threatened his own citizens. That's a threat. When the looting starts, the shooting starts. Property's more important than life, according to him. This is our president, and I know it's redundant to talk about all the things that he's fucked up, but also at the same time, my retort to that argument is, like, we can't pretend that this is okay and normal. Just because he says something fucking ridiculous every day, I get that it's exhausting to address that, but at the same time, this is not okay for this type of behavior from a fucking president.
I think...
He makes me want to fucking vomit.
I think we're at, like, the holiday that this country's going to have when that dude fucking dies. Like, that is a day of celebration. Like, I'm not saying murderous, I'm just saying a piece of shit. But like, think like you know, there's monuments to presidents. Like, imagine like what like his grave. Yeah. They're gonna have to bury him at sea, like fucking Osama bin Laden. So we don't have like whatever member of the Secret Service or Armed Services just scraping shit off his tombstone every morning. He's not. He's gonna be in some like fucking cheese dick gold casket at the top of his corny high rise.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm letting anger get in the way of good times. I don't like it when anger rips me off like that. The good people of the Boogie Monster, please take care of each other. Please be nice. If you disagree with our views, you are welcome to fuck off. We ain't keeping you here. There ain't a lock on the fucking door. Piss off.
Oh, God.
I mean, disagreement's fine. Discussion's fine. That dude that got into it with me on Instagram was fine. It just went back and forth. He's like, well, it's apples and oranges. One was a people. I'm like, no fucking way. You're like I said, it's the same thing I was saying to you. You're lumping in, like, looters with the rest of the protest. So you're taking that percentage with the rest of the protest. Now you can apply the same thing I said about cops. If the protesters aren't stopping the 10% that are looters, then are all a bunch of bad people. But that's not how it works. I came up with a phrase that I was, I was like, you don't get... You pressurize anger enough, you're not going to get a diamond at the end. It's not the anger is not something that you're rewarded with if you subject it to long, enduring pressure. It just explodes, which is what you saw. We watched a cop murder somebody, and then it took them days to be like, oh, I guess we should arrest him. If you would have done that day, if it was like, oh, yeah, okay, it's 9 minutes, that's murder. If cops would have acted like cops towards the murderer, that would have been okay. Not okay, but fucking, I think you would have seen a lot of this shit stop. And if, what am I doing, man?
Well, and they better file charges on those other three dipshits. There was two other guys holding George down and that other dipshit who just stood there with that stupid look on his face like, I don't know what to do. Like, those assholes need charges as well. And while we're at it, that Amy Cooper, whoever the fuck that lady was in Central Park who called the police because the black guy trying to threaten her, even though he didn't, he just asked her to... There's a charge called false report of a crime. You can't just use some. I didn't make this up. I wish I could take credit for this. Somebody said, white folks need to stop using 911 like customer service. But you can't just call the police and make up a lie involving a crime. Like, no, that's a crime. She needs to be charged. Fuck her. This trigger finger for 911.
Yeah.
Like, ugh, fuck you, lady. Seriously, they need to press charges. That's false report of a crime. That guy did not threaten her life. You're just a privileged, entitled white lady.
Well, even that dude had to be like, all right, stop threatening her life. Because everybody's like, fuck this lady. What do you like? I hate getting to the point where I'm like, oh man, I just get this cut bait mentality. Like, fucking, all right, fine.
Yeah.
Everything sucks. Burn it all down. Fuck you guys. Costa Rica. Here I come. Learning comedy in Spanish. Like, what? I don't know what. I'm trying to focus on, like, all right, here's the charities. Like, the Minnesota Freedom Fund is the one that. I was like, all right, here, like, plug that on social media instead of bitching. Here's a thing. Here's where you could put money to a good use. And even then, fucking twats showing up in the comment section. I'm just deleting it. No response. Just, you want to go somewhere else? I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. Please. God damn it, I want to lose fans that are assholes. Please, if you don't like my views, fuck all the way off.
Yeah,
this dangling of like, Kyle, where are you really? I used to like you, but good thing, fuck off. Move on with your life. Find somebody else. Your fucking support isn't a goddamn trophy to me.
These aren't fine little points either. This is big picture shit.
Yeah,
I'm saying there's room to disagree with the details, but the big picture shit. Really? If you don't see a problem with what happened, then fuck off. we don't need to be friends or fans or what the fuck ever.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if I said that and all of a sudden I lost 90% of my fan base, I would wonder what I was saying before to attract that many people like that.
True.
I would be upset True. With myself. And I'm also, I mean, I don't want to just do liberal pandering either.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not what I'm trying to do. It's just where I feel, man. I feel like this isn't some, you know, white guilt type shit. This is just, man, I would like to live in the country that I see a lot of great things in, but some massive flaws that will only be fixed with a lot of overhaul in some the departments of authority and with regular citizens getting their heads out of their asses.
And that's the thing. Neither one of us are overly political. Like 90% of my stand up is about biscuits and farts.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like this is my brand. I'm saying this shit is so out of control and so pervasive, even dumb fucks like me can't be silent about it anymore.
Well,
that's how pervasive this bullshit is in our society right now.
And it's like, yeah, we live in a major city, a diverse major city. It's easy to not see some of these things when, you know, you're back in the burbs or when your community is predominantly black, predominantly white, predominantly Latino, you know, mm-hmm. you got more localized focus. Ah, fuck, man. I don't know, dude. What do you want to do? Fun shit. This we can't make this. This can't be the bonus. We'll start the bonus episode in 5 minutes, but we can't say like, oh, thanks for the Patreon money. By the way, if you don't like us, go fuck yourself. This should definitely be the free. This should be free. I'm gonna say this one's got. Hey, thanks. Give me $4. Now why don't you kiss my asshole with your open mouth? I can't justify making this one a Patreon.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. What a good point.
Yeah. Did anybody see any ghosts or some shit this week? What happened out there, man? Anybody see a...
All right, what if we gather ourselves and we answer some questions? We could still salvage this.
We're 20 episode. Minutes in.
All right, we can just make this the regular one. Hell, I don't give a shit.
We can talk. Yeah, we can get. Yeah, I would feel bad if this is the Patreon content that people paid for. We can get to that after this.
Funny. All right, well, I'm not prepared. I don't have anything.
We're never prepared. You can't say that like that's a problem. You can't say that like that's ever been an issue in the 5 years of this fucking show.
Yeah, I always at least have a vague idea of what I want to bullshit about. Well, fuck it. I was going to research this angle. But I thought we were doing the bonus today. But anyway, what the fuck is going on? I'll go ahead and I'm not educated on this topic, but other than the little bit of news clips I've seen, what the fuck is going on with the St. Paul police officer who was dressed up like a protester who started the vandalism at the AutoZone? What's up with that? Is that a fucking cop?
I didn't see anything where like they knew he was a St. Paul protester. They're just like, this guy is suspect. And that's as far as
I think his ex-wife or his wife or his ex-wife outed him. It's like, oh shit, that's my ex-husband, and he's a St. Paul, Minneapolis police officer.
This is the problem with conspiracy theories. Now, like now, well, is the ex-wife a plant just to undermine
True.
The guy? Like, it's this is some real spy versus spy shit. But the fact that the picture was that dude. Fully covered, and then apparently from the picture it looked like what he painted was the free stuff for everybody zone is what he painted on the AutoZone as a boy, what a looter. But if I like, that's the most fucking go in there and pretend to be something you know nothing about phrase.
Yeah.
Like, also, you had the time to paint, like, how can I get people to get at the AutoZone? Ah, free stuff. I'll make a pun in the middle of fucking violent riot. You had time to spray paint a pun that wasn't just pure anger. You wrote a funny thing that was also not fuck the police. It wasn't like, it was basically a, hey, everybody, come and get it. Like an antagonistic phrase. So yeah.
Oakland News Now is reporting St. Paul cop Jacob Peterson posed as a protester and smashed windows during George Floyd protest. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. That's the only details they're providing right now.
And now you got to decide, did he do that because, like, instigated by the police, or he's like, I'm going to help my side. Like, I'm going to start, stoke this whole fucking looting thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
I think the conspiracies I've been hearing floating around are that these agitators or instigators or whatever you want to call them are planted by the police or by somebody in government to create a response, to do something that the police can now respond on. And in the meantime, also blame it on black people.
Oh yeah, that's the easy blame it on black people. Let's start that one. Let's get people fucking heated up about that shit. Show the picture. You know what? Show the picture. There's I'm saying show the picture. Like we're still trying to video this fucking show. And what? That's a conspiracy. They don't want the truth coming out, and that's why they won't. That's why Apple won't let me move a video from one device to another. Fucking trash. Anyway, of a cop that got separated from the other group of cops, and it was like black dudes circling the guy to protect him.
I saw that. Yeah,
like make that the first picture you see on the news. What if you just change a narrative and make that the one? Like,
But if this Peterson dipshit was really hired or placed or whatever, if he's not doing this on his own accord, even if he's doing it on his own accord, fuck this guy.
Oh, yeah,
But if a police department or whomever is hiring him freelance to go in and agitate and instigate and stuff, like, holy shit, what a storyline.
Well,
now, there's been a lot of shit floating around about undercover cops, and I get maybe the need to have undercover cops in a protest just for the purpose of maybe keeping the peace and getting a up-close view of what's going on. That's one thing. But to have undercover cops or off-duty cops posing as protesters and creating destruction and literally and figuratively stoking the flames, like, fuck off.
I mean, I'm just, you know what, I feel bad about some stuff that I posted, like, fuck this, fuck, like, I think I posted something about bringing a guillotine to the White House lawn. Now, as much as I still agree with that, like, I feel like Trump wants to act like a king, let's treat him like a king, and fucking behead that motherfucker. But I feel like I got to take my own advice and maybe lean into the positives and the stuff, like, it's not easy, and it might look like we're trying to wash over the issue, but that's not the case. But there was another picture that some, and again, when I say somebody, I usually mean some shit I saw on Reddit. So just take hearsay, whatever you want to call it. You know who we are and you know how we talk about shit. But it was like two armed white dudes and two armed black dudes, like protecting a storefront. Show that one.
Mm-hmm.
Show that picture. That shows unity. That scares the shit out of fucking NRA members, and because, like, oh wait, look, everybody can get along if they have guns, and your fucking racist bullshit can go to hell. Like, make those the stories. You know, it's not feel good. Like, you know, like, oh, look how helped the other underprivileged. Like, no, it's just people getting along on the same level. And
yeah,
so that, like, I think I just said that out loud to encourage myself to not stoke the flames and be like, hey, look at these people working together against the cops. Look at these people working against the authority. That's the problem. It's not race. It's the authority's the problem. But if they're throwing, like, They said something about the dude, the fucking the killer, the guy who kneeled on the guy, the murderer, the cop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That he was part of like a bike gang too, that's like a motorcycle club that's cops, which that opens up a whole world of motorcycle gangs being connected with shit in prison and organized crime. And fucking cops that think they can get away with shit anyway and are also operating in a gang style outside of being police officers. That dude had a rap sheet. Like, they show, like, how many times he's reprimanded with no consequence within the police department. His wife filed for divorce now, and I wonder if that's a PR move on her part to just get away from the situation, or were you a fucking battered wife this whole time and now that he's in jail you finally feel safe to be like, oh yeah, thank God, get me the fuck out of here, you know? Which is that, is that like is it either way? Crazy times, fuck the cops, what are you gonna do? We're all gonna die. That song didn't rhyme. But I just...
I mean, this is the worst... this is the worst police brutality thing I've ever seen. Because, like I said before, it was so unavoidable. I would love to hear... I would love to talk to that dipshit. I would love someone to interview him and say, hey, why? Why did you sit on his neck for 7, 8, 9 minutes, whatever it was? There's, if he's in handcuffs, there's absolutely no reason to sit on his neck that long. Now, if he's not in handcuffs and whether he, you know, whether there's charges about to come or not, whether you're going to arrest him or not, and he's fighting and whatever, yeah, you detain him if you have to. If there's no charges, then you fucking walk away and leave him be. But if you're trying to arrest the guy because he committed a crime and he's fighting, yeah, you stick your neck, you stick your knee wherever you got to stick it for a couple of seconds until your buddies can grab his arms and handcuff him, and then you lift him up and you throw him in the car and you proceed forward. But the fact that they were just sitting there killing time, we're just killing time while this guy slowly dies.
Well,
he was in handcuffs. Pick him up and put him in the car.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way to justify this behavior. That's the point. There is zero way to justify those cops' behavior.
Well, I think the justification was that he had gotten away with so much shit before, he thought he could operate without consequence. Even while being videotaped. It's like, nah, I got away with shit before.
I mean, what was the end game there? Like, had he not died 9 minutes later or whatever, what, how long was he going to sit on the guy? Like, if I was that guy's sergeant, I'd show up on scene and be like, what the fuck you doing? Is he under arrest or is he not? If he is, pick him the fuck up and throw him in the car and let's go. Mm. If he's not, cut him loose and get the fuck back in service. Like, I don't understand. I mean, that's why I say, no hyperbole, this is the worst one I've ever seen. Because most police brutality involved deaths involve firearms. And there's always, even the ones that are the most guilty, there's still some way you could possibly spin that why I had to pull out my gun and fire. But you tell me why the fuck you're going to sit on this guy's neck for 9 minutes while he slowly dies when he's already in handcuffs. Like, is that just, poor training? Is that, what is that?
When people hate cops, they think of that guy, and they've seen the version of that guy everywhere. Unfortunately, that version of a cop is not exceptional. Everybody's met that version of the police. If you're white, you don't have to worry about shit.
But not even from a moral or ethical point of view, from an intelligence point of view, what the fuck was that idiot thinking? There's people everywhere. There's cameras everywhere. You know that he's in handcuffs. Because you know that two of your other buddies are sitting on him. What are you thinking?
He thought he was going to get away with it like before. Because you look, the guy's got a rap sheet of unpunished like complaints against the dude.
And I was even more furious the other day. And this is my mistake. This is me acting too quickly, but that original picture, it looked like his hand was in his pocket. That just sent me through the fucking roof. If he's sitting there on the guy's neck for 7 or 9 minutes with his fucking hand in his pocket. People pointed out that, no, he's wearing a black glove. But unless you look really close, like, it did look like, oh, is this smug motherfucker got his hand in his pocket while he's killing this guy?
No, he had those gloves on, you know, for safety.
Yeah.
Gotta be safe.
Ugh. Jesus.
Yeah, it's hard to just, like, put on a silly face right now.
Yeah.
I put it. You were angry earlier in the week. We were getting into this before we recorded last week's episode, and I was like, I skipped it. I popped for myself. I'm like, I'll skip it. And then last night, today, it caught up with me. I'm like, all right, let's check it out. Like, blah. Fuck.
Well, now there's the whole question of what can white people do to help. And I guess there's a fine line from being sincere and being condescending or naive about it. But
yeah,
I mean, I feel so, I mean, yeah, white guilt's a thing. I mean, I just, every black person I've seen this week, I just want, in my heart, I just want to go up and apologize to them. And I know in reality, that's not how you should do it. And they would probably take offense to that. Like, fuck off. But it's just, no, but the sentiment of like, man, I'm really fucking sorry. This is the country that we've created. I'm really sorry that you have to exist in this environment. Because it's a fucking bummer, man. Like I said earlier, like, I get fucking heated over the stupidest shit. Imagine if my friends and family were getting killed unjustly by the police.
Well, do something. You get yourself a Black Lives Matter t-shirt and AR-15, you go down to the protest. Yeah. Like, I'm on your side. Let's go. Let's go. I'm here to be peaceful. But as we've learned, now that word peaceful, with thick quotation marks around it, means show up with a loaded weapon. Because that's what the president called peaceful protests. So the president said, it's true. So I'm being peaceful. I'm just being peaceful for the side that the cops don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, some fucking turd. I put up like a link to that Minnesota Freedom Fund. So they're like, they're doing bail for anybody getting busted for protesting and everything. And there's the obvious, like, well, I'm not going to reward people for bad behavior. Go fuck yourself, kid. Fuck. Cram your head up your ass. And then, somebody else is like, well, money doesn't solve problems. Like, bitch, give me all your money then. Give me all your money and go pay your bills with fucking candy canes and hand jobs. If money doesn't solve problems. Oh, did you get your water turned off? Does that sound like a problem? How do you get it turned back on? Winking at somebody? Nah, with money, you dumb fucking cunt. Fucking money doesn't solve problems. Shut the fuck up. Then be poor. Be poor and tell me you are happier than ever.
Like I said before,
that's just ignorant. But that's the shit I deleted right away. I'm bitching about it here, but that's the shit I'm like, I'm typing out 9 different responses. I'm like, why? No, this is what people want. I can delete it. But that, like, I feel like that's the most militant way you can support is get down to the protests and make sure that, hey, don't worry. Hey, just like everybody else, don't worry about my skin tone. I'm here for the right reasons. My Black Lives Matter shirt. I hope you could read it underneath my put it over your bulletproof vest and quote unquote peacefully protest. Mm. Hey, if you can get government buildings shut down doing that, you should be able to get what you want for other people, right? That's what was proven. That if you're peaceful with a loaded weapon, you could walk into a government building and shut down your fucking government. Then why can't you get something less than that? That seems like the most absolute thing you can do in a country is shut down your own government without firing a bullet, yet have the means to do so. Then go do it. Then protest that way. Everybody get a legal. Well, and I guess maybe that's kind of the problem because bullshit. Like, you want to talk about, you know, black people getting disenfranchised. How many people just have bullshit marijuana charges? Marijuana, shit that's legal, shit that I can go to a store and buy right now is still illegal in some states, and that's going to prevent people, a majority of those crimes, black people, getting a legal firearms permit because of bullshit marijuana charge. Shit that I got pulled over for and had it thrown in the sewer back in the day.
Mm-hmm. And I know I'm repurposing a meme here, but it rings so true. The Colin Kaepernick angle, all those people that had such a fucking problem with him peacefully protesting and taking a knee during the national anthem, where are you at now? Are you equally as enraged now?
Yeah.
Because he, and I'm sorry, patriotism or not, I'm sorry, it's a fucking song about a country that was built on the backs of poor people. And injustice. And yes, I understand my privilege of living in America. I enjoy living in America. I do. But this blind patriotism of best country in the world, and how dare somebody take a knee during our silly little ceremonial song about a country that was built on the backs of slaves. How dare so? Guess what? It ain't about the fucking flag or the country or the troops. He was simply saying, hey, maybe look at how my brothers and sisters are getting mistreated by the powers that be. So what am I going to do? I'm going to shut my mouth and drop to a knee as a symbolic, peaceful, quiet protest.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody was outraged over that.
Mm-hmm.
What an asshole. Guess what? That's why he was doing it, you fucking idiots.
How dare you exercise? Yeah, the right to peaceful protest.
I'm sorry that black people don't respect your song, your traditional ceremonial song, as much as you do. But maybe they've got maybe there's a reason that they're fucking pissed.
There's nothing more I hate more than disrespecting the American flag, especially when I crush a 24-pack of American flag Bud Lights on my pontoon boat every 4th of July. Fucking American flag printed on your goddamn swim trunks, but now it's a sacred garment when a black dude takes a knee for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How dare he?
It's all kind of fucked, man. But I got to try real hard for my own well-being to, like, all right, what are the solutions, man? What do we do after being angry? You know?
That's a good question.
What do you do after being pissed?
I guess you do something. I guess find something to do, whether it be, and I'll admit, I've never been politically active. I'm in my own little bubble. I work small to big. I handle my own shit and then work outward. But yeah, I mean,
I guess I should
do something.
Maybe look at like, if you got the money to spare, maybe look at it as like a stock market for a good future, you know. Maybe like you're investing in not the return financially, but if you donated to certain charities and organizations, you are helping for the betterment of the future of the country you live in, especially if you got kids. That's where I get real fatalistic, man.
Oof.
No kids and whatever, fuck it, man. Good run. It's like Hong Kong getting crushed because of China. I am truly, not in a patriotic sense, but I'm trying, like, I would like to try and, like, consume less things manufactured in China. Not necessarily made in the USA, but just not China, because that place, it's fucked. It's basically like you're buying shit from, like, Germany right before World War II right now. Like, that's how it feels to me. Like, you're like, in 5 years you'll be like, fuck, man, all my toys have Nazi stamps on them. Like, that's how it's gonna feel when the real shit comes out about China, except they're too big, that everybody's shit's made over there. That's what I wonder about, like, all the free market capitalist dudes that are like, wow, just free market capitalism, man. Whoever figures out how to make shit for the cheapest to get the most profit, that's just the nature of capitalism. And then you get mixed in with the yeehaw America first fuckers. fucking America, man. We got to treat them like, well, that's what happened. Was yeehaw, Americans love this free market capitalism shit, and then had all their shit made in China because it was cheaper, and they made a bunch of money. I'm trying to, I'll go to Amazon to search for shit just to see, like, I need, I don't know, say a dish rack, and I'll see what kind of dish racks come up, and then I'll find the manufacturer of it, and then go to that website, or try to go direct to the manufacturer to, like, buy stuff right now. Like, that's,
yeah,
that's the effort I'm trying to do. Let's buy that shit from Amazon. Where was I going with this? Oh, trying to just do better things, man. Where was I going? I forgot. I'm sorry, Dave.
Speaking of China, and manufacturing, and I'm not breaking this story, but we've all seen the MAGA hats with the Made in China tag on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think if your whole, if most of your whole campaign and your whole constituency is rah rah America, America jobs, America's the best, make America great again, don't you think maybe you would cross those T's and dot those I's and make sure your stupid fucking hat was made in America? Is he an idiot or an asshole? Did he not think to? Did they not think to make sure that that happened, or do they not care?
People aren't looking at it, and people don't understand the scope. The tag doesn't mean anything to them.
The message says "Make America Great Again," but yet it's got a "Made in China." Like, could you not at least cover your ass on that regard? You fucking idiots! No, because
they're still thinking that "Making America Great" was like, "Look, we made poor Chinese people do this shit for us."
Then shut the fuck up about jobs.
They're not. It's you're not dealing with an intelligent foe, as we've discussed before. And hey, just because you're not intelligent doesn't mean that, like, you don't have real problems in the world. But maybe you're not comprehending the larger scope of what you're screaming about. And shit, neither have we sometimes, Dave. We've both spouted off on this show about stuff and then learned later. Maybe we should have. But yeah, that was the obvious one early on. I think David Letterman, before Trump was even president, Letterman called him out. Something about, like, his suits being made in China after, like, before campaigning, before anything, they called him out on something. But this is we're fucking swimming through a stain on American history, and that's the best case scenario. That I'm saying that in the hopes that we come out of it later. And I'm not saying so far left swing liberal. Listen, the best chance we got is fucking Biden.
God, and I can't stand him either.
The best chance we have is a slightly less worse next 4 years.
Yeah. My Trump hate does not equate to my Biden support. I think he's a fucking idiot too.
No, and now we're in a situation of, like, yeah, we all wanted Bernie, and I'm not going to say we. He seemed like a great choice.
I wanted Bernie. You can throw my name in that.
A lot of people did, but we plummeted so far down that we need just a shitty foothold to climb out instead of the ideal situation, which is again, you're not voting. You just have a hostage situation. That's all.
You're both held
hostage. That's all it is.
I mean, and I realize what I'm saying here is such obvious shit. You know, I'm not trying to pretend that I've got some incredibly unique ideas, but it's insane that these are our two choices. These two fucking idiots. A country of 300 million people. These are our two choices. Way to go. Well done.
And I've heard, I have heard the argument against, like, I would just like a third choice. That's all. I would just like, you know, pizza, hot dogs every day. Fuck, give me some tacos once in a while. but, you know, the countries that have 10 political parties is that you can vote whoever into office, but then because the... You know, the ideologies.
The winner has 11%. Yeah.
You have, like, much smaller slices trying to get something done. This is the frustration of, you know, not we're not political strategists. We're not economists. We're just angry at things, and anger manifests itself in a lot of wild ways when you don't have the outlets to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't help when somebody comes along and stokes that anger. Hence yeah. the fucking whatever his name was from St. Paul. If that's real, I feel bad putting the real guy's name out there if it's not true, but. Let's,
yeah.
man, all right, listen, since I did hijack this and say we're not doing the Q&A for this one,
mm-hmm.
what do you, let's land it. Anything happy this week? Anything good? Can we leave? Can we put some dessert on this fucking shithole meal? Can we put a slice of pie at the end of this gruel?
Let me brag on my fiance real quick.
Do it, man. Do it.
You know what she did? You know what she did this morning for me?
What's that?
All week I've been walking around with a splinter in my foot, and it's in a position to where I don't have easy access to it myself. Imagine trying to deal with a splinter mm-hmm. on the bottom of your foot. She worked on me for an hour and a half this morning. She did like combination foot surgery and pedicure. And she scrubbed and scraped and plucked and picked and peeled for an hour and a half.
Oh, you had some straight outpatient shit going on.
Yeah. Oh, she worked me over good. She had the little cheese grater egg thingy.
Okay.
And she's rubbing all over my foot. My feet were a mess. I've never had a pedicure. And, you know, I'm a big guy. I put a lot of stress on my feet. So just 42 years of just callous grossness.
Give yourself a pumice stone, man.
Yeah, I got to pay attention to that. But, boy, she just grinded me down and worked me over and buffed and scrubbed. And then she got out the tweezers and the toenail clip. But an hour and a half later, she finally got that fucking splinter. Because without having someone else do that, like, you know, I'm not going to go to the doctor and say, hey, I got a splinter in my foot.
No, but at the same time, it's hard to get the angle.
Yeah, I couldn't get to it. I couldn't do anything to it. You know, I set up a series of mirrors. You know, I'm all bent over and contorted.
You're trying to stare at your own asshole.
Exactly. Not easy to do.
Did you?
That's a good thing that happened to me today.
Like romance is one thing, but when somebody's willing to do the dirty work for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like pull a hair out of your back or something. Like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true love right there.
Like if the tables were turning, like, pull this giant hair out of my back. But like, babe. That's it. That old joke about the elephant walking through the woods.
I was trying to figure out which parable or story that was. Was it an elephant that got a splinter stuck in him?
You know what
and
I'm talking
who helped him?
You know what I'm talking about? The joke?
I do. There was some children's story or parable about a large animal having a splinter in his paw or foot.
Oh, no. Yeah, but this is like there's two mice in a tree. This elephant, I'm just going to butcher it, because okay. I don't remember how it works. There's like a parable about it, about an elephant, but then also the joke is about there's two mice and they see the elephant. And one mouse says to the other mouse, I'm going to fuck that elephant. And the mouse is like, oh, whatever, man. And so the mouse gets up there and throws the tail to the side and just starts going to town on this elephant. Right at the same time that the tiger helped the elephant get the thorn out of its big elephant uh-huh. foot, you know. It's right when the tiger pulled the thorn out, the elephant is like, oh, ow, ow. Oh, and the mouse is just in the back going, yeah, take it all, bitch.
I do remember that. Oh, Jesus, that's so stupid.
I don't know if that was one of Aesop's dirtiest jokes or how that works, but I think I mixed up a couple things. But you know where I'm going with it.
Yeah, I get the point.
Oh, God. Like when you're in the early days of smoking weed and everybody just started remembering those kind of jokes, those were good yeah. times. Like everybody's remembered the dumbest jokes.
Oh my God.
Like just hotboxing in a car and everybody listening off stupid mm-hmm. jokes. I
yeah.
miss that, man.
Yeah. And then when you ran out of street jokes, then you start reciting your favorite, funniest movie lines.
Oh, that's, yeah.
That's the comedy of the masses.
I mean, it's like you're stoned. You don't have a house to go to. You're just hotboxing a car in a parking lot. Simple times, buddy. Simple times.
Dude, you know what I watched the other day that I haven't seen in 25 years? L.A. Story with Steve Martin. You seen that?
Ooh, that holds up.
I forgot how silly and absurd it is. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember the main plot and the story and stuff, but I don't remember how absurdist some of the physical gags and stuff were. The jokes were great.
Living here, too. Like, now that you live here and you're like, oh, all these jokes, like, lining up to be mugged.
Yeah. Yeah. The muggers at the ATM. The one that really got me hard was the when he's on the freeway. I don't know if he's on the 10 or the 101 or whatever, but it was the first day of spring and he realizes it's the first day of spring and he goes, oh man, it's open season. First day of spring. And then everybody, all the motorists just pulled out guns and started shooting at each other. It was just every motorist had a gun and just, they were, it was just the Wild West. And then like cut to the next scene. It's just like walking into work. Like, oh boy, that was a crazy commute.
Was that the one where Woody Harrelson was the weatherman? Or no, Woody Harrelson was his boss. And he was the weatherman. Was his boss. He's like, it'll be sunny. Just pre-taped the weather.
Yep, and he got fired because he did that. But man, so, those jokes were just ridiculously funny. That's that Steve Martin, man.
Did we ever talk about My Blue Heaven?
I don't think so. Is that the one where he played, he was in the witness protection
He's program? A gangster in the witness protection program. And then somebody pointed out that it was basically, if you watch it, like it's a sequel to Goodfellas.
And
if that's Henry Hill's character after he goes into witness protection, like the movie on its own is great. It's one of the few movies I showed Rachel where she's like, that's a good movie. I'm like, finally, I fucking won under my belt. I keep striking out. I keep striking out with 80s comedies that turn out are just very problematic.
Yeah. Some of them, like, don't hold
up. This will be funny. And it's just got like tits for no reason every 10 minutes. I'm like, it's back when boobs are more funny than they were horny.
But
My Blue Heaven. Ooh, if just a little release from this shitty time and we're all stuck in anyway, let me throw you a Steve Martin, Rick Moranis, and Joan Cusack pulling up the...
love Joan Cusack. I love her. She's so underrated.
She always gets stuck being the square and stuff, and she and nails it as the square in this one. But, oh, My Blue Heaven. Go get it. Because avoidance the last 4 days of trying to be like, all right, I know things are shitty. The one night I'm like, all right, I'm going to get like wicked high and I'm going to watch. And I hope I don't sound like too much of a burnout pointing out that I got high before I did something. But I never really did it that much before the pandemic. Because if I'm out at a show being social, I can't smoke weed. And then I get home, I'm like, it's time to go to bed anyway. I got home late. But now it's like I got free time and no obligations, and I don't have to like interact, so I'm going to get stoned. which, shit, man. Like, you want to talk about, how is this essential business, but churches aren't? Because fuck your church. That's why. Because I pay taxes on my weed. Pay taxes on your church, and then we're fine.
Yeah,
I pay taxes on my weed. You want to go to church? You pay taxes on your fucking church. But anyway, so I'm still angry. But I was like, I'll watch a scary movie. I'll watch my conspiracy movies. I'm like, I can't. I tried to watch one that somebody recommended. I think we talked about it. It was like the ex-stunt man that was playing. I'm like, no. So I watched.
Yeah, Out of the Shadows or whatever.
I'll get back to it. And I'm sure there's going to be like a fraction of a percent where I'm like, well, that's an interesting point. I do think that the idea of a undercover pedophile ring exists in Hollywood.
Yeah,
that's believable. I think we need more believable sources.
Yeah,
But I feel like that's something we should dive into, although it's hard to just be silly when it's about the exploitation of children.
Yeah.
This guy thinks he got in a six-gun shootout with an alien in the Wild West. Oh, go to town. Hey, this guy's a billionaire that just funneled children for the presidents to fuck. Kind of harder to make fun of, to be honest, TBH.
Yeah. You seen that yet? Do you dip into that Epstein doc?
No, what's the Epstein doc?
It's on Netflix. It's a series about Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, I think I think I was about to, and I'm like, man, everything's weird enough as it is, and I was having a hard enough time trying to separate my own well-being from information, you know?
Yeah.
So I did not watch that. So what I did watch, I watched Catch Every Wave, the Laird Hamilton documentary, big wave surfer.
Right.
As you know, Dave, I really see myself in a lot of these big wave surfers.
I really,
the way they tow in to walls of water the size of skyscrapers, I'm like, wow, you know what? That's a lot like trying a new joke. It's brave.
Yeah.
It's a big consequence, you know, if they miss it, they die. Same with comedy.
It's dangerous.
The premise didn't work. Yikes. Mm-hmm. So
silence.
silence. Same thing. Very quiet. Being pummeled into the reef of the audience disapproving of your joke.
I feel socially uncomfortable.
But now it's like I like all those kind of things, like the individuals versus themselves or individual versus nature type sports. And especially when it's not just like, oh, a long distance runner is just like, oh, I failed because I tripped and then I hurt my ankle. Like this is like life or death consequences to a thing you're pulled towards. And I'm fascinated with that mentality. So I watched that. Yeah. And that was just as far as taking your mind off of all the bullshit in the world. It's a good one. And then I watched the Beastie Boys documentary.
How was that?
Dude, I'm like, nobody needs. I don't think anybody needs more of a reason to love the Beastie Boys.
Mm-hmm.
But if you did, you just watch the documentary.
I got turned off when I saw it was like in a live setting.
I thought it was going to be more of a documentary style, like clips and this and that. But it was what I needed. Cause between the Laird Hamilton one and the Beastie Boys one, it was about just people that were like, you know what? I'm going to do this thing at the expense of other parts of life or how maybe I might be expected to live by my peers and my loved ones. I need to do this. And so that part about like, you know, you do comedy when it's good, but don't forget, we've got to do comedy when it sucks too. And so that part, and just them talking about how, you know, they got big with License to Ill and Fight for Your Right and how they were like making fun of Party Bros, but then because it got popular, they became Party Bros and then just ditched that entirely and basically went into obscurity with Paul's Boutique. But that was great because that was the moment like, oh, we had this grandeur and success and it didn't do anything for us. The actual happiness we need is to create something we're proud of and are excited to do. And that, ooh, man, that is a strong message visible or physical or tangible success versus what actual happiness is.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good, it's good, man. I'll say that. I thought it was going to be like, the in-depth thing, but there's still plenty of old footage. They cut away from the live part to the footage.
Okay.
And it's fun to just see, Mike D and Ad Rock just kind of dick around. So,
The other dude die?
That was Ad Rock, yeah.
Was it Adam? Adam's the one that died?
Mike D, Adam Yauch, and Adam Horovitz. Adam Yauch died.
Adam Yauch, yeah. How did he pass away?
He had cancer.
Ah, that sucks.
So, but it was a really great, like they were like obviously very, gracious towards him, but just about he went off on this whole thing where he was going on walkabout in Nepal and became a Buddhist and was doing all this stuff for that cause. And I know everybody.
Yeah, I never heard of Nepal till the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, well,
they were doing all their stuff. Again, not Nepal, Tibet.
But like using your stuff for good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Raising awareness. Now you get a bunch of people going, even if it's like, if I wear this Free Tibet shirt, it'll look cool because it looks like I know. Who gives a shit? You paid $20 for it, and that $20 went to the cause.
Yeah.
So fuck, who gives a fuck whatever dipshit's wearing it? If you paid the money to buy the shirt, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'll say right now, National Independent Venue Association and Save Our Stages. This is coming out too late because the vote will have happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. But you could probably still give there. That's exactly what it is. National Independent Venue Association. It's a lot of places that we play, Dave.
Yep.
And there's some vote going to Congress. Well, it would have been yesterday. I think it's just funding for the arts and for independent venues. So more funding for independent venues, less funding for military equipment for police.
Yeah. We've already lost some good ones. Three Kings in Denver, where we did our live Boogie Monster. They went under.
Three Kings went That's down.
Sad. Yep, Three Red, Kings went
Ready
down.
Ready Room in St. Louis went down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't heard any other ones. Fuck, man. But it's like, who's gonna go back there? It's empty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's sweeping in to take it then? That's the thing. Like, the looters. How much did billionaires make in the last 3 months?
Yeah.
How much more did billionaires make in the last 3 months? Tell me about a fucking Target store.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hey, man, we're at an hour. I don't know if I got too much more happy stuff. Do you eat anything good? Yeah, you did.
Oh, you know what I'm cooking right now? You know what I got on the stove?
Wait, can I ask something different?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that. Did you eat anything sad? Because you always treat yourself good with food, and you were so upset about the barbecue last week. Did you strike out? I feel like that's the interesting story. Did you strike out at all this week?
No, I had a good week food-wise.
Okay. Me, most meals, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. No, I had a good week. Last night, I roasted a pork shoulder. Don't have my own smoker anymore. I'm restricted to the oven. But I roasted a big-ass pork shoulder, and I made pulled pork sandwiches with a brioche bun. And now it's not smoked pulled pork. It's not, that's my favorite thing in the world, but it's about as good as you're going to get a pulled pork sandwich without smoking.
Was it a little more wet?
But I incorporated a little sauce into it after the fact and some of that grease. And it's so moist. And with that bun and little raw onion, little pickle. Oh boy. Good times. But today I took the leftover pork, and right now, as we speak on the stove, I got a big old pot of Brunswick stew. You ever had Brunswick stew?
No, but it makes me think of bowling balls, which is gross. I think of little shot glasses of stew being created in the finger holes of a bowling ball, and I'm a bit put off right now, Dave. Oh, mine's got a Band-Aid in it. Yum.
Oh, my God.
Can I tell you real quick a bit that never worked about how we're like everybody thinks it's gross that prostitutes exist, but then we just go bowling. And the whole idea was that, like, I've seen people. I don't know where I was. It wasn't like a fingering joke, but it was just the idea, like, you put part of your body in a prostitute and it's dirty. But I've seen people just straight up. Like bowl of six and then just eat nachos with the same hand. And then we're going to be gross that, like, ooh, prostitutes are dirty. Bowling is a pastime. Anyway, joke that maybe we'll get working once this pandemic's over and you can see the final form.
Oh my God.
It's about where you're allowed to put your body parts that are deemed acceptable and unacceptable. That's where I'm getting at.
Yeah. True. True. Brunswick stew, real quick. The best way to describe it is like a barbecue stew. There's some debate whether it started in Brunswick, Georgia, or Brunswick County, Virginia. Regardless, it's huge in the South at barbecue restaurants. It's one of the go-to sides at a good barbecue joint. But, crushed tomatoes, corn, lima beans, and pork and chicken all stewing together with some nice spices. I throw a little Worcestershire in there, smoked paprika, salt, pepper, roasted and pureed onions and garlic, and just think of a porky, tomato-y barbecue stew, and it is so damn good. And I haven't had it in years because you really only find it in the Southeast. But yeah, I had all that extra pork, so right now, man, I got a nice Brunswick stew in the Dutch oven.
You need to get down and start feeding the protesters, man.
Yeah, I probably should. Yeah, there's something I could do.
If you still had the van, just get down there and like try get. I don't want your van getting you don't have a van anymore. I don't want you getting tumulted. Yeah. But get out there and be like, hey, but I gotta eat. It's rough out there. Get some food. Get some good food in you.
Yeah, maybe that's something I can do to get active rather than just sitting around complaining.
Protest meals. But, there's always something you can do, even if it's like throwing $5 at a cause.
Mm-hmm.
Something to like kind of just pat your anger on the back a little bit and be like, we'll be all right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That does sound good. That sounds like good. So you eat it straight? You put it on a like piece of bread, you dip in it?
I'm going to make some cornbread, and then I'm going to serve it over steamed white rice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Man. It's good stuff. Good, good stuff. So next time you're in the South, well, you can't do it, but if you ever get back on the meat train, I got to get you.
Man, I've been seeing some stuff that I don't want. You know what? I don't want to break edge. I feel like that is the tipping point for so much other shit. Not that. Yeah. Just more mentally, I'd be like, well, there's the one thing you stuck with, and now the gates are open.
Yeah.
So, I'm already drinking too much. I don't know if I got a gout flare up again. My foot's been hurting, but it's also because I got bike rides in. So I don't know if that's like overuse after not doing shit, but so I'm hoping
it's not. Got a new helmet, by the way.
You did get a helmet.
Got a new helmet. Well, Katie got it for me. Just surprising me once again with bike gear. But the helmet you gave me, I loved it, but it's just a tad too small. And but yeah, now I got one that fits nice and the strap will reach. And all I got to do now is swap out the seat. I got that new seat that's supposed to be a lot more comfortable, but I haven't swapped that out yet.
Yeah.
But once I do that, it's game on, man. Nothing's stopping me, you know, other than my own health and willingness
to be. Hey, look, you know what? I'm no personal trainer or motivator, but it starts with just a ride around the block. It starts with like, oh man, this is fun. I went around the block. Forget about what other people, forget about anybody else. I think about when I started mountain biking, I just saw mountain biking because I was hiking. I'm like, that looks cool. I'm going to get a mountain bike. And I did. I didn't know anybody else that did it. And I would go and just get, you know, however little bit up the trail I could and back and a little bit more. And I would see all the dudes and their gear just flying by. And I'm never going to do that. And it's just, I just got excited about my little bit of my little bit of progress that I know I made myself.
Yeah. Good for you. That's awesome, man.
Anything's more than nothing. There's your first step towards progress is you did more than nothing. So
let me throw a comic of the week out there real quick.
All right.
This fits pretty well. When the world is this crazy and people are this angry, it's not a comic, it's a TV show. And I'm a huge fan of the show and I'm a huge fan of these guys. And it's just such the perfect antidote. I almost said anecdote. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect short story. That's boring and irrelevant. No, it's the perfect antidote to all the chaos that's going on in the world. If you want to get stoned, sit back and watch a sweet, hilarious, unique little comedy show. The Dress Up Gang.
Hell yeah, I knew that's what you were going to say.
I love The Dress Up Gang, and I love those guys. It's Donnie Devanian. It's Corey Lukasik. Their buddy Rob Boardman is behind the scenes directing. A lot of our pals are in this show. Frankie Quinones, Brent Weinbach, Christian DeGay, Kevin Kamiya. Just a great, great, stupid, silly little show.
And is it Andy McDowell?
Andy McDowell is in it, yes. DeBorge is in it, DeBorge Brown. Just a great crew of comedic actors that they've got. Originally, it was supposed to be on TBS. By the way, okay, here we go. Last week, TBS had a 14-hour Big Bang Theory marathon. Yeah, let's not greenlight The Boogie Monster or The Dress-Up Gang, but let's play more Big Bang Theory. That's what we need, TBS. Thanks for nothing.
Remember what I was bitching about before? What's popular isn't what's good, man.
Yeah, yeah. They shot 10 episodes, and the way they do it, it's a lot like the Adult Swim shows, where a 30-minute block will have two small episodes. Mm-hmm. So they shot 20 small episodes, equating to 10 regular episodes, and for whatever reason, TBS didn't want to air it, but they finally, and they shot this thing like 2 years ago, but they finally decided to put it on their TBS app. So if you have cable, you have satellite, whatever, you can download the TBS app on your Roku or your Apple TV or your whatever. Get that TBS app and you can find The Dress Up Gang. Also, there's, I don't know all the details, but I guess YouTube has their own pay service, YouTube TV, separate from just regular traditional YouTube. But you can do a 2-week free trial of YouTube TV, and The Dress Up Gang is available on there as well. And it's just such a sweet, stupid, funny little comedy. I don't even know how to describe it. Almost like an after school special. Like it's got that real wholesome, innocent quality to it.
Yeah, but, it's got a weirdness.
So much subtlety.
It's got a tone to it that's kind of you're right. It is a good antidote to what's going on because it's just. Mm-hmm. And it is one of those shows, like, I'll watch it, like, everybody that's in it, I'm like, oh, shit, yeah. Oh, that dude. Oh, hell yeah. Like, I'm just,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm so glad all these people are in it. These are all great,
yeah.
Great people.
It's that whole Bay Area crew.
Yeah. You know,
most everybody on the show is from the Bay Area. A lot of those guys started up there, Weinbach and Donnie and all those folks. Frankie, I think, is from up there. But yeah, it's just so silly. It's
Frankie Quinones, also known as Creeper.
Creeper. God, so stupid. It's so funny. I love Frankie. Creeper. Frankie played the Wiltern based off of his popularity with Creeper.
Fuck yeah.
Like, that's just one of our dumb little buddies who's now playing theaters because he went viral, and good for him. What a sweet and funny dude Frankie is. But yeah, guys, check out The Dress Up Gang. I can't recommend it enough. It is just so weird and so silly and so funny. And it's a nice palate cleanser for all the bullshit that's all up in our face the last couple of weeks.
Ooh, yeah. Good one. That's a good recommendation for right now, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, I really love it. Like, I mean, seriously, I'm not just being biased. Like, if I didn't even know these guys, like, this is the kind of stuff I want to see on TV. This is the kind of stuff I want to consume. And, man, they hit the nail on the head. So check it out, The Dress Up Gang, the TBS app, and the YouTube TV. And they got old, their old sketches are on regular YouTube, too. But, yeah, support those guys. It's great to see really good folks and really funny people
getting a
shot at doing something cool.
Young Sheldon on CBS. Check out Young Sheldon. Get yourself a Subway sandwich. Get yourself a nice cold cut combo and watch Young Sheldon. If you have no taste and have never thought beyond your own personal realm. Young Sheldon, sponsored by Subway Sandwiches. And beating off to just the idea of boobs.
All right, I got to go eat some stew.
Yeah, you do. All right, buddy.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Hopefully, we'll both be in better moods.
Get on it, man.
The Boogie Monster.
Network.